I'm with Heather Bussing, who's an employment lawyer and a writer at HR Examiner, and she's come over from the States for True London 5. It's great to have you here, Heather. And you were talking about the legal implications of social media in recruiting and HR. Could you just give us a rundown of the topics that came up in your track?
Well, the three questions that people have been asking me the most over the last couple of years have been, who owns my contacts, especially my LinkedIn contacts, because recruiters are always very concerned about the relationships that they develop and what happens to those when they leave. Are social media policies a good idea or a bad idea, and why? And can you use social media to screen applicants in the hiring process, and what do you need to pay attention to?
And what are the answers to those three questions then?
Okay. So the answers on the contacts are, if it is your account in your personal name and you are the one who signed the end user license agreement, generally it's going to be your account. But if you are developing the account as part of your job, and on company time, on company equipment, it can also be work for hire, in which case the employer would have a property right in the work that you develop. So a lot of times what happens is recruiters develop their contacts through their job, and so sometimes the agencies are claiming a right. And the way to deal with that is to agree ahead of time that both people get a list of who the contacts are and their contact information when they leave. Some employers have tried to treat it as a trade secret. And there's an interesting case in New York where the lawyer and the client took the laptops into the courtroom, did some Boolean search, did some Google search, used some other just commonly available sourcing tools, and recreated 90% of the list in question in front of the very judge's eyes. And he determined that it wasn't secret. But it still could be the employer's property if that's what you do as part of your job. And so I think, you know, rather than fight over your LinkedIn account in your name, it's best for the employer and employee to agree that everyone gets a copy, and then everyone's responsible for maintaining and developing those relationships further after the employment ends.
And how about the screening?
Screening, my position is that you're going to learn all of that information the minute you interview someone anyway, and you don't hire people without interviewing them. So there's really no difference in looking at their Twitter stream or looking to see if they have photos on Flickr. And yes, you're going to learn that they're part of a protected class or not. And the important thing to keep in mind is not to discriminate, not to create a situation of plausible deniability in case I get busted. So the focus should be not on not knowing protected information about a candidate until the last possible minute so I can't be accused. The focus should be on hiring everybody, giving them equal opportunity, considering all qualified candidates and not discriminating. And so, you know, I don't think it makes a difference. But the traditional legal approach has been the person who makes the hiring decision should know as little as possible except for the qualifications, and that way there can be no claim. But I think that's unrealistic in today's digital world.
And finally, and quite quickly, because we're running out of time, unfortunately, social media policies.
My position is social media policies create more liability than they protect against, because the more an employer tries to monitor and control, the more responsible they are and the more liable they are for what happens. So, and the only way that social media can be effective is if you trust your employees to do things, because it's all about authenticity and spontaneity and really showing what it's like. And if everything has to be vetted and monitored, that's going to fall flat. And if you are only seeing perfect things, it's not going to work. So trust your employees. If they're stupid, fire them.